New Country, Minnesota 93, TJ back in studio today, joined by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
We want to talk a little bit today about the Freedom Home Care programs that you guys offer. I know that there's several different kinds, which is kind of nice because not everybody's needs are the same. So tell us about those programs that you guys offer.
Yeah, we thought this would be a nice time to highlight our programs because February is National Senior Independence Month, and we really do focus on helping people retain their independence and stay where they want to be. And so we have some different programs that are specifically meant to help people with that. We have a back-to-home program that helps people coming home from the hospital or from a rehab stay that really makes sure that they're cared for when they're in that recovery phase. We have a dementia care program, which obviously helps care for somebody that's living with dementia and keeping them safe in their home. Fall prevention, this is another one where it's all about safety and making sure that that people have the right support in place at home to be successful there. And dual discharge. This one's a little bit confusing. Yeah. I should probably rename it. But essentially what that means is that if you're coming home from rehab or a hospital and you do need those skilled nursing services at home, Freedom Home Care can help in conjunction with that. So if you're getting therapies at home, you might need a little extra assistance on top of that, and that's where the home care comes in. Hospice care, we partner with hospice frequently. We're able to support the client and the family during a difficult time by providing such things as overnight care and really just help around the house to make sure that everybody is supported the way they need to be. And then finally, our case management program, which we have talked about in the past, but this is essentially, you know, if somebody doesn't have family living close by, they have almost an adopted child, which could be an RN, a social worker, or a gerontologist, depending on their needs.
All right. Well, these are all programs, as you were talking about that I was on your website following along with. So people listening that are thinking, I need more information on maybe this, that, or the other, can find that on your website and, of course, can get in touch with you guys to learn some more. So what is that website? How do we get in touch with you?
Yeah, freedomhomecarellc.com is the website, and it would be a great idea to go check that out. The whole point of this National Senior Independence Month is really for people to take a look at their current situation and evaluate what tweaks might need to be made in order to keep that independence and in order to be strong and successful at home.
And some of these programs are short-term and some are long-term, so I know you guys really have everything in between, too.
Yep, absolutely. So we have a little description. We have a link to follow for more information on each program. But again, that's freedomhomecarellc.com. Or you can call us at 507-387-HOME, 387-4663.
Christine Nessler with me today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.